Whatever the voice, I had lessons from the lathe. A bit delayed this week. I apologize, but we had Yom Yerushalayim and Erev Yom Yerushalayim, and we are back. And unfortunately, I have a lot to speak about today because it is a new Sefer Bamidbar. Yesterday was Yom Yerushalayim. I have to mention Yerushalayim in some shape or form. Yerushalayim was attacked yesterday. We are under rocket fire. My wife just spoke to me and said she is she's in the nursing home. She's not in the nursing home. She works in a nursing home, and it is closer to the south. She says they have a for the old people there a call to war today, so they're outside the whole day. And she says she just sees planes flying back and forth. She says it's a scary thing. Unfortunately, for you, the first time you experience an air raid siren. The running and the commotion and imo anochi batzara. We feel for the people that are in the south who it's nothing compared to. My kids did not sleep well last night because there was a siren and they came. There was a siren earlier at 6 o'clock, but they kept waking up thinking they heard something, so on and so forth. So you don't know the emotional effect. So we daven for the people of the south. There were a number of people that were injured this morning. The rockets are continuing through this morning, Rabbi Sai. Just a few minutes ago, there was another rocket. We daven for Yerushalayim. We really wanted to be an Irbur Shechubra Lo Yachta, a united city. The Rebbeinu Shalom has a way. Everybody saw that picture of the, as I said this morning, of Yerushalayim on fire. The picture of Har HaBayis. They said, oh, Yorid Ba'esh. And we hope for that, but we recognize that we're totally out of control of the situations. I don't want you to forget what happened a week and a few days ago. We remember the Kedoshim of Miron, and even though we spoke about it last week, I want to speak about it again. I want to keep that in your mind. And there are so many cholim. Unfortunately, we met someone whose son is in the hospital in Haifa, who's very, very ill. We shouldn't forget about these things. I want to daven for Adina Yael Bas Miriam, who just had surgery a few days ago. Shevafu Shleim Vesoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We forgot about the boys in Tapuach who are sitting in the hospital who were injured. And of course, the boy that died. But we should continue thinking about that. Last week I spoke about this, and I got some Baruch Hashem feedback. That means people are listening to me. And the feedback was, we spoke about achdus, and how there's such a lack of achdus in this country. And the only time there's achdus is when things go bad. And it's difficult. On one hand, there's achdus, but there isn't, because there's a concept of being margish, of feeling for a fellow Jews. And I should be feeling more the fact that there are thousands and thousands, and I'm not exaggerating now, of kids that are sitting in a bomb shelter. Forget about they can't go to school. Forget about they haven't been in school for, you know, they weren't in school for 6 months and then they finally came back. It's very difficult. We're under attack, and unfortunately, if you live out of Eretz Israel, you really don't feel it. My boss actually sent me a voice to say, oh, I heard it was quiet in Israel overnight. Like, do you not know what's going on? Even if it was, my kids woke up 2 times last night, waking us up in the middle of the night. My wife woke me at 6, because I could hear, I don't know if you guys can hear it, I can hear the Ashkelon, you could hear boom, boom, booms. You hear the booms, it's not, they're not construction booms. They're, you know, thank God, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom, in his infinite chesed to us, gave us these, the ability to have an iron dome. Pasuk tells us in this week's parasha, first we start off, of course, with Hashem counting us. And as I pointed out this morning, Rashi says, Chaviv, why did he count B'nai Israel again? He loves us. We're unique individuals. V'chulam shemos yikra. God picks each one of us for our tafkid. You know, on Yom Yerushalayim, for the first time, probably since my year in Israel, I spent almost all of Yom Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. And from the evening where my wife and I walked to the Kotel beautifully and had this awesome davening there. And I was watching that davening, which was amazing. I actually have a video of it. There was one chassid, real chassid, at the tefillah of Yom Yerushalayim who was singing with us. And there were many chassidim that are on the outside watching the events of giving hodah to Rebbeinu Shalom for the great nes he gave us. And I pointed out that I felt bad for these people. A true sign of achdus, that they don't appreciate the miracle Hashem gave us in 1967. And there's so many stories of this miracle, the miracle of Rav Gorin convincing Mati Gur of not listening and going against Moshe Dayan, who they finally got, you know, they didn't want to conquer Yerushalayim. But another integral pasuk in Perek Bet, pasuk Bet, is Ish El Diglo Each of them had their flag. B'nai Yisrael was picked and put into their Beit Avotam, Ve'elu Shemot Yikro. Each had a name, had a number, but they had a flag. And this is the most interesting thing. Rashi points out, the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, they all point out this flag idea. It seems to be so antithetical to Judaism. Right? Each Shevet had its own sign. Had its own. We happen to have a beautiful of my grandfather, Olav HaShalom. He got his from the world's Mizrahi. He was honored, and it has the Shvatim. You know, and they each have their distinct pictures from the Brachas of Yaakov. And we're in Bamidbar, and the Brachas of Yaakov are happening because they're each being put into the camp with Levi, and then everybody around them, each in there, with their special flags with names on them. Why are flags important? It doesn't make any sense. Why are you making hafrada? You just spoke about unity, Rav Hartstein. That's the opposite of united. It's the opposite of what Judaism seems to be about. Let's be separate. So how can it be? They have to go to their shvatim. I never heard this Rebbe in my life. Let me tell you a vort. For the Moni Stricker Rebbe. I don't know who he is. I looked it up. I don't know who he is. I saw it quoted in his name. He says that this parsha is always read the week before, a few days before, in our case, almost Erev Chag HaShavuos. Why? Because it's to remind us something very, very important. Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav. This week's Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Vav, says a very integral and important thing. I'll read you the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there are memeches dvarim. Gedola Torah Yoser min kahuna min amalchus. Sha malchus niches b'shlosh malos, shlosh malos. We acquire malchus with 30 things. Kahuna b'esrim v'arba, 24 things. V'atara nikness b'arba u'shmoyne dvarim. 48 different things. V'elohen b'talm b'shmiyas ayim v'chulu v'chulu. There are 48 things that acquired the Torah. Comes along the Maharil, and the Maharal. The Maharal says to the Memtet Yemei Sviras Omer Kodem Matan Torah Heim Keneged Memchet Kinyanim Shel Torah. Every day, right? And we know that it says Bamidbar Sinai. The Rabbanu Shalom gave us the Torah in Midbar Sinai, so we don't have any excuses. It wasn't given. If it was given in Eretz Yisrael, what are you going to say? I'm sitting in Teaneck, New Jersey. I don't have to follow the Torah because I'm not in Eretz Yisrael. No, it was given in a Midbar with nothing. But these 48 things, says the Maharal, is what we should focus on every single day of Sviras Omer. Each day. So day one, we work on Talmud. On day 11, Dikduk Chaverim. We're off by a day. So Rav Asher Weiss says, based on the Maharal as well, you have to do Chazar. Erev Shavu is that last day. Then you take all the things and say, well, what did I do? Go through the list now and say, well, did I change anything? I spoke about it. Rav Yisrael Salant, as well as the Saba Mikelm, would learn every single day, as I said, one of these important midos, and do chazar on the last day. So the Moni Shtricker Rebbe says the following thing. It's interesting because when we speak about flags, if you look at Kinyan number 26, it's the Kinyan of Hamakir Esmakomo. You know your place. I have a chiddush for you. Your place in Torah Judaism is not his place or his place. It's your place. Your place, not his place. No rabbi should ever come up to you and says, you know what? Why are you not the Chafetz Chaim? Or worse, a rabbi says, you know, when you started your year in Israel, you told me that you're a direct descendant of the Gra. You're no Gra. Yes, right, I'm not a Gra. You're not going to get up to the Shemayim after 120 years, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to be Kiviyachol nodding his head and saying, no, your name was Moshe. You were named for a Moshe Feinstein. Why are you not a Moshe Feinstein? It has to be a Moshe Feinstein. My son's named for Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He doesn't have to be Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He has to be Aaron Hartstein. Just give me an example. The Kinyanim of the Torah tell us you need to know your place, your flag, your color, who you are. It's different than anybody else. Recognize your place, your own place. Anybody that knows me well knows I don't like reading at all. I'm being honest, I never like reading secular books. I love reading smart. I'm not a secular book person. I don't know why. So you can imagine that high school was a challenge, but college even more. You have to do a lot of reading. But I'm not a book guy. People always told me about, you know, oh, Lord of the Rings. Oh, did you ever, oh, wow, Harry Potter. Not my guy. One book I remember I had to read was one of my business, my business mentor. I had this chus through my mom. He said, I have to read a book, which you might have heard of, called What Color is Your Parachute? By Richard Bowles. And that book, from what I remember, is actually a really cool book. They've sold probably by now, I don't know, 2017, they sold, 2007, they were on already 10 million copies. It's in 26 different languages. And he updates it every year. Good way to make money. Because when I read it, it had nothing to do with the internet. But I want to give you some chidushim, because What Color is Your Parachute is identifying who you are and how you're going to get yourself a job. It's about interviewing. Know your skill set. Know your passion. Don't settle for a job if it's not what you want to do. For example, know yourself. Who are you? Who do you want to be? A cute one in the newer edition. Google yourself. You'll be surprised. This is something that recruiters do sometimes. You Google your name, and all of a sudden, all these Insta pictures come up. Hello, you know, doing things that you delete those pictures. Imagine if you're right. Don't think the guy that's interviewing you might be smart, and he might look into it. I did a lot of interviewing in my life. A lot of people I interviewed. So there were some things they would write on their resume. I would get their resume a few days before, and I would call my friend and say, "Did he ever?" Right. Well, they wrote a certain college, which I know was a fake old college. I'm like, really? You went to Thomas Edison College? Wow, you work hard there, you know? You have a color that's yours, but it's yours. You don't have to be like other people. And that's why the Svas Emma says that it must be that the Jews in our, they complained. How's it possible? You know, last week, I don't know if I said this last week, I said it in smaller lessons from the Leif. Pirkei Avos says there were 10 nisim we learned last week that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So one was, nobody said Sar Li HaMakom. Imagine going up for Shalosh Regalim. Awesome! You're up there for Shalosh Regalim? It was ridiculously crowded. It wasn't that it wasn't Sar Li HaMakom. Nobody said it though. People were in such a good mood. Who cares? Okay, it's a little crowded here. What are you going to do? Nobody said it. Svas Emma says, that's the chiddush over here. There were people probably said, why am I not in Leviah? Why am I want to be a Yehuda guy. I want to be a leader like that. No. Everybody said, I got my place. This is what the Rabbanu Shalom wants of me. I should be looking at, oh, how does he drive a Tesla? And I'm, look at me, loser. I'm driving a Toyota Camry. Who cares about him? Why is he so successful in life? You know, oftentimes people see them, you know, he's going for a Shabbos walk with his wife and he's walking hand in hand with her. It's like, wow, look at that happy marriage. I wish I had a happy marriage. Most of those people, by the way, are not happily married because they're outwardly, everything looks amazing, right? And they got the beautiful house and the beautiful car. In the house, don't ask what's going on. Hashem loves us. He counts us like stars because we're individuals and we're different. I heard this a few times from a few different people. They said, Achdus is not Achidus, meaning unity is not uniformity. Works out both in English and Hebrew. I laughed last week. I'm sorry I have to make this comment because it's not very positive, the comment. Last week they had a tefillah gathering, which they called a Achdus gathering of tefillah for what had happened in Miron, which unfortunately, as I said, we've kind of forgot about. And they called it an Achdus event, and I'm watching it. I was thinking of going, one of my great teachers, who doesn't know him, never met him, but Bitterman was there. What was the Achdus? There were Sephardi Haredim and Ashkenazi Haredim, and they joined together. And they're sitting at a table together. Do they have one Tzioni rabbi up there? One of the great Gedolim of our... No. Stop it. Why? What's Achdus to them? Uniformity. If you look like an... then you will accept you. You as long as you do what I do. And I actually spoke to a Haredi once in debt, and he said this to me. I was talking to him about the whole situation a number of years ago when there was fighting in it. And he said to me, I'm all into Achdus. As long as you're like me, it's totally fine. And I spoke about this again. Achdus, you have no idea about Achdus, Rabbi Yisai. Do you know that within the Haredi world, the Haredim, the Hasidim don't get along? Within Hasidus, within Panovich, they're fighting, two factions fight with each other. Within Satmar, there's you know, Rabbi Zalman, they fight with each other. There's a third faction, I heard, that follows the previous Rebbe. It's crazy. But that's not what this discussion is today. You're unique, you're special, you have your flag. You know, isn't it interesting that the day of flags is Yom Yerushalayim? But everybody takes exactly the same flag, all different sizes, and but it's all the flag of Israel. Because yes, we do come to a ir shechubra lo yachdav. And yes, there could be Arabs fighting around us, and things can be looking really bad. I have to say to myself, what is my parachute? What is my tafkin in life? How can I change? I couldn't believe this. A student said this to me, I promise you, just before. I said, it bothers me that we're going on our day. We're not margish what's going on. There are rockets hitting the country you live in right now. And because it's in the south, it's not so bad. The moment it hits Yerushalayim, that's when people were, whoa. Then all of a sudden, it's a big news story. Oh, Tel Aviv chas v'shalom. Then it's a, why? So the guy raised his hands. What do you want me to do? That's sad. I want you to change your life. That's what I want you to do. But on your own level. There are rabbis who don't like shuls that add a parakeet to Tehillim after davening. Like as a forever. There's always a problem somewhere, right? I want you to add a parakeet to Tehillim. I want you to do something. I want you to say, you know what? I learn after davening because it's what I do for people. I know it sounds really little. It's nothing. No, it's not. No, it's not. Don't tell me you have to finish Shas. You have to. It's important. Sometimes we have to do tshuva together. We have a massive today's Erev. I didn't mention it. Today's Erev Rosh Chodesh. But it's not just Erev Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Yisai. It's Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Tefillah of the Shla. It's a very mesugal, special day of tefillah. And this is happening? It's scary. You know, it's interesting. Each branch, for example, of the army has their own flag. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's big. And I don't want to say it's going to come out wrong. I don't mean it like this. Each of them hate each other. Kfir, Golani, Gvati, we're the strongest, we're the strongest. Shirio, no, we're the real ones. Without us, you know, and they're fighting, they got the flags and everything, and enough, right? And in America, army against navy, they hate each other, the football, and there's a war? Do you see them? No. We are not going in with Gvati. Absolutely not. Everybody's ba'achdus. Right? It's just a thing that we do. We have our little teams. But why can't we just get together with one flag? Ultimately, we're Yom Yerushalayim. We should be, at least. You know, when I was at the Kotel, there was all these people taking pictures of this one Haredi guy with payas who was holding a flag on top of somebody's shoulders. Why was it a chiddush? Because how can it be a Haredi person holding an Israeli? Come on. This sounds, I didn't formulate what I'm about to say, but stop worrying about other people. Worry about yourself. Who am I? What's my flag? Who am I? Why am I not thinking about that? We love talking about how other people should change the world. What can I do? What can I say I did today different than yesterday because people are hurt in the South? Because people are suffering from 45 neshamas that passed away. There are people still in the hospital from that. There are terrorist attacks. There's a guy who almost was lynched yesterday in the same city you were sitting in. What do I do to change? There's so many things you can do. I kept to my time. Shavuos is that holiday where we remind ourselves that there's a kinyan of Torah that's different for every single person. God forbid nobody should ever come up to you and say, oh yeah, but you don't learn Gemara. So what? You don't learn Gemara. Well, what's your kinyan in Torah? I want you to approach the Rabbanu Shalom on Shavuos night and say, Rabbanu Shalom, compared to last year, certainly compared to 2 years ago, this is my kinyan of Torah. Just me and the Rabbanu Shalom. Don't talk to anybody else. This is what I'm going to be kinyan. Your chavrusa might laugh if you say, Rabbanu Shalom, I want to finish Pirkei Avos this year. Pirkei Avos, I could do that in a day. I could do that if she was nine. I'm going to learn a Be'iyun. I'm going to do Gemara. I'm going to do this, that. I'm just giving an example. My son says he wants to have a misibat gius before he goes to the army. I'm thinking the worst of the worst, the bachelor party. Yeah? He goes, yeah, I was assigned 2 mesechus. I didn't even know about this. I go, Bava Kama, you finished Bava Kama. It's a personal key. I don't need anybody to know about it. It's private. That's what I'm asking you. Sif Sei Chaim, Chaim Friedlander says that the reason why we're working so hard this 50 days is because we are accepting the Torah new every year. The Kinyanim we spoke about, the 48 to accomplish the 49, to get to that day, is for us to say, okay, Rabbanu Shalom, welcome. I want to accept the Torah. Just like we have Rosh Hashanah and we're working so hard on doing tshuva and we give an extra 10 days and we knock on the door and say, okay, Rabbanu Shalom, I'm ready. I want to be better. That's what this holiday should be about. And especially for people who are learners of Torah, who came to for a second year, come on! What's your Kenyan of Torah? Obviously, the Rabbanu Shalom, it doesn't have to be tefillah. Of course, saying, Hashem, I'm changing because of what's going on. Because of Corona. Because of Miron. Because of the South. Because of Gaza. Because of Hamas. I'm changing. This is what I'm taking upon myself. It's personal. Something's here. Rabbanu Shalom, this is my mesechta for what's going on. It's life-changing. It's mamish life-changing. I just happened to catch it. It was a very, very long story. I won't make it long. Promise will be under 23. I got a minute. Rav Snir Guetta, one of the wonderful speakers that I listen to, he said that he was low on gas. He was going from shir to shir. It finally happened to be, he was ended up in Ashkelon. They're at Kiryat Malachi. They went into a gas station. It was closed. They went to another one. He said they weren't Shomer Shabbos. And he went all the way out of the way. Waze took him 7 minutes out of the way. And he shows up at this thing. And this guy gets out of the car. He says, oh my God, you're near Guetta? He goes, I'm from because of you. And he tells a whole story just because he listened to his shir and it made sense to him about a pasuk in Shema Yisrael that made sense in the way that he put it. And he said, oh. And he told a story about a girl who was sneezing and done it. You don't know what kind of changes you can make. Rabbi Yisrael, accept upon yourself something special and unique. Do it for yourself, but do it for Klal Yisrael. Make a pact with the Rabbanu Shalom. This is how I'm changing. Yes, in our midos. Yes, true. But in our Torah, in our mitzvahs, in our davening. Know your color parachute. You have to be the best person you could be. Not anybody else. Forget about everybody else for now. We should be zeichet to accept from Yom Yerushalayim. See Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdash Yorid Ba'esh. And be zeichet to be as goyel tzedek. And this Shavuos will be the one where we can go back up to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. B'binyan Shlishi. Hashem should protect Eretz Yisrael and specifically those in the south who are suffering so difficult in this time. We should be zeichet to binyan Ba'esh Shlishi. Mehir V'yamein Oni.